Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see you all here this morning. So today begins a very special time. Now, it's December the 3rd, so the countdown to Christmas is on. How many days do we have left till Christmas? Anybody know? 22. That's exactly right. Somebody's counting down till Christmas. But it also is the beginning of Advent. Now, Advent is a special time in our church when we celebrate and we wait for the birth of Jesus. So, as you can see, we have the Advent wreath over there, and there's a bunch of candles in that, and we lit the first purple candle today, and that is the candle of hope. Because you see, the people, the Israelites, had waited for thousands and thousands of years for the Messiah to come. And the prophets had told them that the Messiah was coming, that God was going to send somebody to save them. And they had no proof of this, but they believed that what God said would happen would happen. And so they hoped and they waited. And at exactly the right time, the Messiah came in the form of Jesus, who was born in the stable. So we light the candle of hope today. Now, as you can see, there's some different colors in that wreath. There are three purple candles, one pink candle, and one great big white candle. Now, that pink candle is very special because it reminds us of the joy that Jesus brings. And we are going to light that one in a few weeks. And the white one is called the Christ candle. And that one represents Jesus. And so we light that one on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day to celebrate that Jesus came into the world. Now, as you can see, the ministers are wearing robes today, and we are wearing these, and these are called stoles. And we are wearing the purple color because purple is the color of royalty. You see, a long, long time ago, it was really expensive to make the color purple. And so only people who were rich or royal could afford to buy things that were purple. Now, sometimes we call Jesus King. And so we wear purple and we have purple candles to remind us that Jesus is King. And we wear it in celebration. So now we wait for Jesus to return, and we know that no matter what happens in our world, we can always have hope because God will never leave us and God will always love us no matter what. So this week, think about the hope that came with Jesus and the hope that we have in Jesus. So now we're going to pray, and you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for hope. Thank you for the belief that because of Jesus, we can always be with you. Thank you for sending Jesus into our world to give us your hope. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.